So I haven't met our fourth speaker. There you are. Hi, I'm Barbara. It's good to meet you. So, Anthony Lau, is that how you pronounce your last name? I'm more sensitive to that now. We'll be talking to us today about risk factors of pedestrians killed in traffic accidents from Miami-Dade County, Florida, for 2011 to 2015. And Anthony, if you wouldn't mind, when you come up, to also introduce yourself. Thank you so much.
And if you're wondering what I'm doing with my phone, I'm timing and taking notes.
Hi. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I work for the Department of Epidemiology in the Department of Health in Miami-Dade County. My main roles within the health department focus on injury surveillance and prevention, and also I also dabble a little in infectious disease, so I'm an overall type of epi person. I've been with the health department for about 15, 16 years now, so and focusing on injury for the last 7, 8 years. So my presentation is pretty much similar to the previous ones, maybe some additional data here that's provided. And just to note, this presentation focuses solely on fatal crashes, and it's more of a descriptive. So you really won't see any statistical analysis here, just counts and proportions, that sort of data. Just some brief background. Pedestrians, there have been over 5,000 pedestrians killed and an additional 70,000 injured in the United States in 2015, and it's mirrors from the previous presentation where you're seeing an increase from previous years. And there were a total of 5,295 traffic crashes that had at least one pedestrian fatality. And 15% of all traffic fatalities and 3% of those injured in traffic crashes were pedestrians. Now, on average, there's a pedestrian killed every minute and a half. Every 1.6 hours, and one injured every 7.5 minutes in traffic crashes in the U.S. And you can see here the economic cost of a pedestrian accident. These are just the economic costs. The overall costs are about 3-4 times higher. Now, just looking at Miami-Dade, you will see here that if you look at the bars for the red and blue bars, the majority of crashes, pedestrian crashes, result in an injury to the pedestrian, close to 90% in Miami-Dade County. And as you're seeing here in fatalities in the green line, you see that the pedestrian fatalities have nearly doubled since 2012, from 52 all the way to 93 in 2015. And just to keep in track, and this is for the methodology portion of the fatalities here, total 369 fatalities during this time period. So just keep that in mind for the next few slides. Thank you. So this just repeats what you just saw in the graph. Basically, during 2015, 96% of pedestrian traffic crashes in Miami-Dade resulted in an injury or a fatality to the pedestrian. Now, some of the risk factors many of us hear about, most studies focus on driver and vehicle factors, and I guess this seminar is really good because we get to see the perspective of the pedestrian, not just the driver. And we see alcohol impairment of the driver, sometimes the vehicle speeds. Now we're seeing more distracted driving and inadequate visibility of pedestrians. And as I mentioned, the pedestrian factors are not commonly looked at. So the aim of this analysis was really just to look at the risk factors of pedestrians killed in traffic crashes in Miami-Dade County. Now, the data I use for this analysis is the Fatal Analysis Reporting System, also known as FARS. I don't know if some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this data set. For those that don't, that aren't familiar with it, it's a national database. It's publicly available, and it contains data pertaining to all fatal crashes within the U.S., and to be included in this analysis, a crash has to result in the death of an individual within 30 days after the crash. It contains over 100 data elements regarding the circumstances of the crash. It characterizes the crash, the vehicles, the individuals involved, both drivers, pedestrians, bicyclists, you name it, it's there. And this is the website where you can obtain that data. And the data sets are either in DBF, CSV, or SAS format, depending what you want to use. And I use SAS. I'm a SAS person, so naturally this was the best data set for me. And you can see all the data sets, and they're all linked using a crash number. So each of these data sets contain characteristics of the vehicle, the driver, and you can link these all together by the crash number. And this is what the data set just looks like by opening up one of them. So the study period, as is mentioned in the title, is from 2011 to 2015. And all crashes involving a pedestrian fatality were included. Now, the variables analyzed at the pedestrian level only, age, gender, race, ethnicity, the lighting condition, the time of the crash location, and alcohol use of pedestrian. And the data was extracted using SAS 9.4. So remember I mentioned it was 369 pedestrian fatalities. Using this data set, we're able to extract 370 pedestrians killed. So it's very representative of the number of incidents in Miami-Dade County. Now, the largest numbers of fatalities, I mentioned, 2015. Now, in this map, you could see where the crashes occurred. It's geocoded. And there was some clustering. I have a shameless plug. I have a poster downstairs of showing us spatial temporal hotspot analysis of these pedestrian fatalities. If you want to take a look at it, the poster's still there, at least through today. And so in 46% of the fatalities, the pedestrian either failed to yield, dashed across the street, or were jaywalking at the time of the crash. Now, male fatality rates were nearly twice or more than twice that of females. Now here, according to age group, you would see that the traffic fatality rates for pedestrians increased as a person got older. When the person reached 65 years, the crash rates were highest. They were about three times higher versus all other age groups combined. There's a variety of studies and factors why this happens. Basically, older pedestrians, they may take longer to cross a street compared to other pedestrians. They're not as healthy, let's say. A younger person may survive a pedestrian crash compared to an elderly person, especially if if the vehicle's going slower. Younger individuals may have an outcome that's not fatal compared to older pedestrians. So looking at race and ethnicity, didn't really see any difference here. So now this chart just shows the collision location. Now, as you'll see, nearly 75% of the pedestrians were struck in a road but not within a marked crosswalk. And those that I highlighted in red, you'll see that 80% of those individuals that are not within a crosswalk weren't within an intersection either. So they were basically just crossing the middle of the street. And only 11% of those killed were actually within a marked crosswalk at the time of the crash. And unfortunately, there's a little glitch here. Hold on. I don't know why. Well, okay. Unfortunately, it's a little glitch here. But you will see here in the dark area, this just shows the lighting condition, and the dark area here just shows that the majority of crashes occurred during dark hours. So that's why I put it that way. So this slide is also very interesting. I wanted to see more about the time of the crash, and being that they all occurred in dark, and the one to focus on is really the purple line here. And you'll see that's from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. And you'll see that during the darker months, in Miami-Dade County, the darker months, it's already dark by 6 o'clock in the evening. And you'll see from January to March and from October to December, really more December, it's when it's at its darkest, there are more incidents, there are more fatal crashes compared to the summer months. You'll see it's more in sync with the other times. It's still a little bit higher because of after 8 o'clock, of course, you see more crashes. But it just shows that it can vary by month as well, especially by the time. And so here I just chose to break it down further and into 6 o'clock to 7:59, 8 to 9:59, and then from 10 to 12. And the 8 to 10 and 10 to 12 were fairly similar, as you could see here. The trend didn't change that much, but from month to, from season. But you notice here, January to March, there were 17 crashes between 6 and 7:59. And then during the summer months, it goes down, only 5 incidents for both of those seasons, April to June, and during the summer months, July, September, early fall. And then from October to December, during the dark months again, jumps to 6:30. So you can see after 6 o'clock during the darker months, you're going to see a higher number of pedestrian fatalities. So in this slide, just wanted to look at the alcohol use in pedestrians. So blood alcohol content tests were performed a little bit less than half of the pedestrians that were killed. Now, alcohol was detected in about a quarter of those tested, so which was very interesting. And 13% had blood alcohol levels greater than 0.08%. And as most of us here know, it's the standard measurement used across the U.S. for impaired persons. Now, the average blood alcohol content in the impaired persons was 0.22%, which is almost three times the limit. And the range was 0.10 to 0.34. So it was actually one person there had over four times the legal limit. So we all hear about don't drink and drive. Apparently it's not safe to drink and walk either. So just some discussion and conclusions. Again, older male pedestrians were at greater risk of being killed, and this is consistent from what we see with other studies. Other risk factors: crossing non-intersections, crossing in streets without marked crosswalks, and high blood alcohol levels. Now, some limitations, of course, before I get into the prevention, is that this is only for fatal crashes. This is not for non-fatal, doesn't include non-fatal crashes, so it's not representative of all pedestrian crashes. And the next steps is to obtain crash data, so that we can see more these type of trends for the non-fatal incidents. As you can tell, that the majority of these incidents are actually non-fatal. And so some prevention measures for the pedestrians: carrying flashlight or wearing reflective clothing while walking at night, crossing streets at designated crosswalks and intersections, walking along the sidewalk if one is not available, walk along the shoulder and face oncoming traffic. And of course, now, as we all see now, avoiding alcohol consumption prior to walking outdoors. And just some road interventions, engineering interventions, of course, and most of us know this already: improving visibility for pedestrians and drivers, improve street lighting, and adding refuge islands. So thank you. And I'll take any questions at this time. Yes, sir. That's just a recommendation that's been provided. I think most of the incidents, many incidents occur that the pedestrian doesn't see that a driver is coming from behind them, whereas if they're walking towards traffic, they can actually see what's coming towards them. Yes. Of course. I'm not putting the blame on the pedestrians. Thank you. Of course. Of course. And Miami-Dade County is actually putting in a task force to develop a safer streets. So that's, I think, in its, I don't know if where, what stage that in, because that's a different agency altogether. But I know there has been a task force put together to address those concerns. Interesting. Yeah, I think there's education for education has to go for both the driver and pedestrian. It's not that the pedestrian is at fault, or sometimes they are not at fault. But I think educating both is very important for the safety of the pedestrian.
Mm-hmm. Like to face into traffic, and you know a lot of places don't have sidewalks that are really conducive to running, so they run like kind of in between the sweet spot between the cars that are parked and the traffic.
Yeah.
Is there any way to tease that out?
I mean, unfortunately, the data set does not provide that kind of information. I'm a runner too, and I was taught the same thing: run facing traffic. So that's what I always do, but unfortunately, the data does not differentiate between the two. Now, some of these crashes, as I mentioned, the person crossed the middle of the street without a marked crosswalk and not an intersection. Runners don't typically do those type of actions,
so
as you know. Yes, they, as I mentioned in a previous slide, here, you will see here that 80% or 75% were struck in a road but not within a marked crosswalk, and 80% of those individuals were not within the intersection, meaning they were likely crossing the middle of the street.